Well, the prospect of armed conflict in Europe is rising as Russia flexes its military muscle to prevent Ukraine from joining NATO. Approximately 100,000 Russian troops have reportedly amassed near the Ukrainian border, sparking fears of an invasion. It follows hours of unsuccessful high-level diplomatic talks. Analysts worry that Russia is ready for an all-out war with Western allies to prevent NATO's expansion to the east. David Taylor has more.
Russian snipers taking part in live-fire military exercises in the Rostov region near the Ukraine border. War, again, is threatening in Eastern Europe. Russia annexed the Crimean Peninsula from Ukraine in 2014 during a months-long intense military campaign. It's been met with Western sanctions, but the US is now in discussion with NATO allies about bringing Ukraine into its alliance. Russia is responding by building its military presence on Ukraine's border. That's the sound of Russian tank drills on the border. It's prompted high-level diplomatic talks between Russia and Western allies. But those discussions have now ended, with Russia describing them as unsuccessful. Russia's envoy, Alexander Laishkova.
I understand that the coordinated position of the so-called collective West makes us think that. Unfortunately, we don't receive a constructive reaction on our proposal. At least I have such an impression.
US National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is calling for cooler heads to prevail.
We believe that diplomacy and diplomatic understandings that can be reached between the United States, our European allies and partners, and Russia can contribute to stability in Europe. That is certainly viable if Russia is prepared to engage in a good faith way.
European Union officials can't see a way forward through the crisis right now, but like the US, is hoping to find a peaceful solution. EU Foreign Policy Chief Joseph Borrell.
We'll see what the path is for these negotiations with Russia. I can't easily see a point of balance in the demands of Russia, which are obviously impossible to satisfy. And the results of the negotiations, or conversations, I wouldn't call these negotiations, but conversations, that took place yesterday and the day before that. But today we will push forward so that Europe speaks with one voice.
But Russia's aims go far beyond the future of Ukraine, a position it put forward in an extraordinary set of demands to the West last month that sought to roll back NATO's military presence to 1990s levels. It wants guarantees that NATO will not expand eastward or keep forces or weapons in former Soviet states that have since joined NATO. It appears as if Western allies have no intention of halting NATO's expansion east. And the US warns Russia if it invades Ukraine, there will be consequences.
So as things stand right now, Russia has the opportunity to come to the table as we go forward to deal with the very real concerns that we've put on the table, that Secretary Blinken has laid out publicly, and to negotiate in some of these areas that we've just been talking about. If Russia chooses to go a different path, we'll respond accordingly. But basically, we are still at a moment where we believe a path of diplomacy can operate.
The US and NATO say they are preparing for every eventuality.
That's David Taylor reporting there.